I call this meeting to order on the Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness on Friday, November 18th at 4:18 p.m. Item number two, roll call.
Senator Bergren?
Present.
Senator Ryan?
Present.
Senator Brown?
Present.
Senator Dean?
Present.
Senator Cole?
Absence excused.
Senator Landolfi?
She's on Zoom. Senator Landolfi?
Present.
Senator McCauley?
Present.
Senator Perez Ramirez?
She's also on Zoom. Senator Perez Ramirez?
Present.
Senator Swackhammer?
Present.
Quorum is present.
Awesome. Going into item number three, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Beautiful. Seeing none. Okay, we just have some minutes from the Friday, October 21st. So I am seeking a motion to approve the meeting minutes from Friday, October 21st, 2022, through unanimous consent.
I move to approve the minutes from
Friday, October 21st,
2022.
Is there a second?
Second.
Beautiful. All right, now that the motion has passed, I'm seeking a discussion. I'm guessing there's not too much of a discussion. Beautiful. All right, I am now seeking approval of the minutes on Friday, October 21st, 2022. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Beautiful. Seeing none, the minutes have passed from the 21st. All right, going into old business, the project tracker. I trust that all of you guys can pull that up right now. I'm sorry, I didn't have the room or there's a lot of people on Zoom today, so I don't have that pulled up right now, but I know that it's been a long time since we've had a meeting. That's my bad. I'm very sorry. I got my dates mixed up, and then also it was a holiday last Friday, so I hope that you guys have a lot of updates from like your liaisons and things that you've been working on. I know that a lot of us have a lot to do that we've been saying at Senate. We can just kind of go around the table since I don't have it pulled up on the TV or anything. Senator Swackhammer, did you have an update? I know that I could have, no, someone else had an update. But what I remember your specific thing that you were working on was the maintenance of the bike maintenance stations.
Yeah, so first of all, I haven't worked on it in a while.
Okay.
I believe that got, because I spoke to Chris about it and he said he would prioritize it.
Okay.
I shifted gears to the counseling service because I was hearing a lot of unhappy constituents complain about the accessibility. So I believe I updated the project tracker.
Okay.
That's why I was asking you about that.
Beautiful, yeah. You were able to edit it, right?
I believe so, yeah. Okay. I know I edited it, I believe that was edited on the full page.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The one that's shared from
yes,
all of us.
Yes.
Updates on that. I met with the counseling services a couple weeks ago. Got a lot of good information.
Okay, awesome.
Spoke with, went back to Kimmy, met with her because she was one of the people who brought it up.
Yeah.
Met with another couple people of the constituents who aren't a part of ASUN. Told them what was up. And moving forward, just going to be meeting again with the counseling services to kind of be hard on them and being like, listen, what you told me was great information, but you got to fix your problems in the sense that, for example, like 93% of the funding comes from student fees, mm-hmm. even though there's other sources of funding that they can get.
Yeah.
And I just gotta be like, do your job and find other sources of funding.
Okay.
Because it's a huge strain on the students to not only have inaccessible counseling, initial consultations, but also it would be extremely difficult and an even bigger strain on students to top on that to try and increase the student fee.
Okay.
So
remind me again, what was your last meeting with them about?
Basically bringing to their attention a lot of the students' concerns about the accessibility.
The accessibility of making an appointment, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what did they say about that?
They basically said that they're understaffed, which we couldn't do, and that a lot of the issues, what we wanted to do was sort of revamp their portal.
Okay.
They said that that wouldn't necessarily help, and I believe that it's right. It wouldn't necessarily help because how they structure, initial consultations is based on faculty or staff that they have. One of the things that they did do was, if you've ever tried to get an initial consultation with counseling services, what you have to do is it's a day-to-day thing, so you have to wake up super early and try and get a same-day appointment. the window for that is extremely small, like a couple minutes yes. before it all fills up. But they told us that a more successful route to doing that is online. But a more successful route besides online is giving them a call,
mm-hmm.
and they found success is more success in calling them. And so I was like, okay, well, you go on your webpage and it literally says book an appointment online. They don't really advertise the calling aspect.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did was they started to advertise the calling, like, give us a call to a greater extent. And I think that would help in some sense, like telling students, please give us a call instead of keep trying to book online over and over again, which has shown to fail.
Yeah.
So that was what they said. That was kind of the outcome of that meeting. But moving forward, obviously the biggest issue is funding. So just going to them with new ideas about how to, you know, outsource funding operations.
Okay. All right. Senator Brown, did you have anything that you wanted to update from your project tracker?
Yeah, so I've been trying to meet with somebody for dining. I just got a new contact from Jada.
Okay.
I will be reaching out to them soon.
Okay.
Who is the liaison for Parking Services?
Parking Services?
Yes.
I do not believe that. Yeah, Senator Sparkman.
Well, finish your sentence, then I have a point to add to that.
Yeah, I don't even think that we have a liaison for Parking Services. The closest thing that we would have would probably be facilities.
Okay.
We possibly could, maybe in academics. I don't know. I don't want to speak out of term and say that we don't have one. I remember from last session when I sat in academics, I don't remember there being a Parking Service liaison that was like super specific to things like that.
Okay.
But the closest you're probably going to get is facilities, and I know that Senator Perez Ramirez is the liaison for facilities.
Okay.
So if you had any like way that you wanted to go tackle a project with her and like through that way, then that probably would be your best bet.
Okay, yeah. So I helped my intern. She unfortunately resigned recently.
Mm-hmm.
But I still would like to continue the piece. Pretty much what it was is advertising the green permit parking hardship
uh-huh.
thing. Or, said that in the wrong order. Because basically there's the parking down at the Circus, which a lot of students who have like a hardship, I guess, have to go park down there and go walk several blocks to school.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently there's a green hardship permit they just tell nobody about. So they could say they have it, but nobody even knows that
okay.
it exists. So I would like them to advertise that at the very least.
Yeah.
Because there's nowhere on their website. They just go, well, they can just contact us about it. Like, how are you going to contact, like, Parking Services? It's like free. No, it's like reduced parking. So it's like,
yeah.
instead of like paying a ridiculous amount of money, you pay like
Parking Sparks.
Yeah, and then you walk from there.
Yeah.
No, but it's ridiculous. So I would like them to advertise. I don't know if that'd be like a resolution.
Yeah,
or...
I would definitely have a good conversation with Michelle Holford. She's the director of transportation services. So she'd probably have a lot of information on parking passes and how much it costs, and then how much, I bet you she has a lot of data regarding how much that pass is used, depending on which
Perfect.
Area you're talking about.
Yeah, because all the legwork's already done. Like, I was helping intern with all that, and so like
yeah.
I know exactly how much it is. Like,
okay.
I have all that information
yeah.
already. I would like to see how often it's used.
Yeah. If anything, I would just email her.
Okay.
And ask if you want to go further that way. And then also talk to Senator Perez Ramirez, because I know she's the liaison.
Sure.
If she's interested, but she can explain that in her
report. Senator Spackhammer. Yeah, so I actually sit on the Committee of Parking and Transportation Services.
Okay. The one that President Sandoval sent your way?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful.
So that's something, if you want to talk to me more about that, something I could bring up at our next meeting, or if you want to come give public comment.
I will come give public comment.
That's probably the best way to
When's the next meeting?
I'll find that out and give it to you. Also, do you have this information? So this is from our last presentation on October 27th, and this is just, I'm showing him the breakdown, the fall 2022 parking statistics,
mm-hmm.
and it breaks down each pass.
Okay, we're gonna go ahead and just move on to like the next project if you guys wanna talk
okay,
about it.
Okay, yeah,
that'd be awesome.
But
thank you guys, I appreciate it. Okay, Senator Dean, did you have an update on your project tracker?
Or
start anything new?
So I'm still like trying to schedule a meeting. with the housing. So that's super fun.
Okay.
But this is outside of housing, I guess, of like what like my project is, I guess. But has does have to do with like safety and sustainability.
Okay.
I am working on a piece to improve like visual and
that's right. I remember I wanted to follow up with you about
yeah.
that.
So I that's why I was talking about in set. So
yes.
Pretty much like the idea is to like get installed they're called tactile pads.
Okay.
It's like those rough, bumpy things that like you like walk across. And it's more or less identifier of a crosswalk for those who are visually impaired.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to get those installed around campus more. There's only a handful of tactile pads on campus, and even then, like the tactile pads they have are like just like grooves of concrete, like cut into the like corners.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm not a part of that community, I'm trying to like find someone to talk to. So I just set up a meeting. Let's see this guy's name is. One sec. Been emailing back and forth. I've been
yeah.
trying. His name's Scott Youngs.
Okay.
He's the Nevada Center for Excellence in Disabilities.
Okay, awesome.
So he's a senior product manager. So I just had a meeting with him after Thanksgiving break.
Mm-hmm.
So me and him are going to talk about like what that would look like and like I want to like have like some good done because I don't want to like give them something and then be like we don't need that.
Yeah.
You know? Cause like I don't really know like what they need, like just like an idea.
Mm-hmm.
So like the biggest crosswalk that I'm like planning right now is right in front of the basketball stadium. We're like feel like walking up campus. There's no identifier that there's a crosswalk there, and like people come ripping down that and like run the south side all the time.
Yeah.
Hell, I run the south side all the time. So that's like the first like point, and then kind of move from there. So like tactile pads, and then I did talk to someone in the center. There's like definitely a crowd for that. So she said that like there's definitely demand like for improvements.
Mm-hmm.
She said campus isn't as bad as like one might think it is.
Okay.
For those that are visually and physically impaired, but definitely could be improved for them.
Awesome.
So.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Yep.
Senator McCauley, did you have anything for update project?
Nothing to update.
Okay, perfect. Senator Brown, did you have anything?
Yes. So on Tuesday, Chris and I are going to meet. And we're going to start editing the a couple of documents. One is we have to edit the SACS, we have to edit the Clubs and Works handbook.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to edit one other piece, but I forgot which one. So
okay.
We're going to sit down and we're going to edit those for the Leave No Trace, Not Leave No Trace.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah. So we're going to sit down on Tuesday and start that.
Okay.
And then I talked to AG Shine about what we need to edit, so we had a meeting
okay.
to discuss that, and so now Chris and I are able to move forward. We just have to make sure that everybody whose lives we're making more difficult
okay.
Is in agreement
yeah.
with that. So I know that Director Taylor was okay with us editing the club's board. So
perfect.
So that's looking good. So
awesome. Okay. And then on your guys' own time, if you guys could find the time to update in the project tracker, just because I notice that like when I do it, I feel like I'm kind of leaving out a lot of important information, and I don't want to speak for what your project and what stage it is in. So please, please, please let me know if you're having trouble accessing that. I sent it in the group meet and in your inbox, I believe. But if you have trouble, please let me know. Okay, and then I didn't forget you guys on Zoom. Senator Perez Ramirez, did you have anything? Or Senator Landolfi, did you guys have anything like super important that you wanted to let the committee know about your project that you've been working on?
I do not. I did update the legislation tracker to reflect my projects, but that's pretty much it.
Okay, perfect. I know that your project was mainly that legislation with Director Wolfgang too, so that works perfectly. Okay, Senator Landolfi, did you have any important updates?
Nothing this week.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Okay. So I know that a lot of our project tracker and liaisons do have a lot of overlap. So did anyone have anything that they wanted to add separate from their projects and if they've had a meeting with their liaison? Yes, Senator Bryan.
So last 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
Ava Carlstrom and Owen Watson and I all met and had a discussion about how to facilitate almost a bridge between UNR Lake Tahoe and UNR for an outdoor program. And so we've been in several meetings. I know that Ava and Owen have met with a lot of people, including the director of the outdoor program, or the former director, the person who started the outdoor program at the University of Utah. And we also sat down with Jill Carlin, who's my liaison for the the Yale Wagon Fitness Center.
Okay.
And so we had a discussion with her because she's in the loop on how that's supposed to look. So we're just trying to get them to kind of, they keep saying it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, their timeline is within 2 years, especially with the merging of UNR Lake Tahoe and
yeah.
the main campus. So so we're just trying to push it and make sure that there's options. We have a survey going out that I can put in the Senate group chat as well. I know that it was sent out by Senator Kermanshahi to a bunch of people, so shout out to Kermanshahi for that. But we're trying to get student feedback for that and pass it along. So.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, if you need to do any kind of outreach or anything like that, let the committee know, because I think that would be really beneficial.
Okay,
awesome. And then Director Carpio, did you have any updates other than you said at Senate?
No updates from what was said at Senate, but there is a student advisory board for counseling if you want to be a part of that. And then there's like good conversations there, and that's what I get my updates on during Senate. So if you want to be a part of that, or ask whoever you're talking to, like if you can be a part of that. I know we have a meeting in January for that, and then you could probably bring up your concerns there, because I know the graduate students sit in that advisory board, I do, and then I've been bringing my intern as well, and we just bounce off ideas, and then the director of counseling service and the program coordinator attend that. So if you want to be a part of that, you can email whoever you're emailing and ask if like you could get more information on that. And then again, just the department wants to do more outreach and advocacy for wellness. So if you guys have anything that you want us to join you in your and help you guys out with your legislation, just let us know. I know Assistant Director Suzuki and I have talked with Emma about certain legislation that we can work on. And if you guys have anything specific to your liaison positions, please let us know. We want to like have a couple pieces go before February.
Yeah. I think that maybe if Senator Spockhammer, if we don't have any, if we kind of hit a stride with counseling services about improving accessibility for students, then maybe that can be one of the pieces that we can contribute. Especially with sitting on the student advisory board, that sounds really productive. So, okay, I just have Senator Kuhl's report that he sent to me. He has spoken with Chief James about the matter of what items students can have for self-defense. This is what students can and can't use. Students can have pepper spray or mace and use a stun gun. Students may not use any gas-propelled projectile launchers, so tasers, paintball guns, bladed weapons, knives, throwing stars, swords, or guns of any kind. Important to note, there is a clear difference between a stun gun and a taser, and a taser launches shocking prongs while a stun gun does not. So just a
background.
Yes. However, he needs to speak with housing services because Chief James' statements conflict with the definition of weapons outlined under the prohibited items section of community standards and conduct process for housing. More information to come later. So that is directly from Chief James, but that is also kind of passed through me. So possibly Senator Kuhl can tell us some more information about that. And then, did anyone on Zoom have any liaison reports for facilities in the Student Health Center? Okay. I'm seeing that. That's all right. Okay, sounds good. Project Tracker and liaison reports. So Dean Kennedy was totally going to come in. We were going to be able to ask some questions. He's out of town. It's his mom's birthday, unexpectedly, so he's out of town.
Why did he set a meeting up?
It's the same time of year.
Well, he said that he could have a while ago.
That's 45 years.
But yeah. So, yes. He can possibly come in for another Friday, another meeting, and then we can ask him some questions there, because I just know that dining has been something on our radar that we wanted to fix. And then in addition, I wanted to put liaison positions onto the agenda too, but I thought it would be too packed with Dean Kennedy, but We can talk about this 2 weeks from now, but there, and I've mentioned this I think before to you guys, but there's a huge discrepancy between like the liaison positions. I've noticed a lot of the entities that you guys have been emailing haven't really gotten back to you. So I was wondering if maybe we could have an idea about shared liaisons between committees that maybe we have a lot of similarity in, but we can have a good discussion about that later, because I just didn't put it on the agenda. Senator Schottkammer, did you have something?
No, I didn't.
Okay, perfect. All right, moving into item number 7, comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements at this time?
Go to the tailgate this weekend.
Support.
Sounds good.
Our awful football team.
Cool. All right, moving into item number 8, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Okay, beautiful, seeing none. I adjourn this meeting on the Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness at 4:38 on Friday, November 18th.